This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Lisa Melton. An American jailed in 1985 for spying on Israel was released from strict parole conditions on Friday, allowing his move to Israel. That word came from the U.S. Justice Department on Friday. Jonathan Pollard served 30 years for giving away classified U.S. documents. He was released from prison in 2015, but was confined to the U.S. by his parole terms. Israel has been applying pressure for him to allow him to leave. Pollard, who is 66, was a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst in the mid-1980s when he made contact with an Israeli colonel in New York and began sending U.S. secrets to Israel in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars. He passed thousands of crucial U.S. documents to Israel, straining relations between the two allies. Declassified CIA documents released in 2012 indicated that a 1985 raid by Israel on the headquarters of the Palestinian Liberation Organization in Tunis was planned with Pollard's information. Some 60 people died in that attack. Pollard was arrested that year and sentenced 2 years later to prison. After his release in 2015, he remained subject to a curfew, had to wear a wrist monitor, and was prohibited from working for any company that lacked U.S. government monitoring software on its computer systems. The U.S. Justice Department has scheduled three more federal executions during the lame duck period before Joe Biden, whom VOA projects to have won the presidential election, takes office in January. Two are scheduled for just 2 days before his inauguration. The announcement comes a day after the Federal Bureau of Prisons carried out the eighth federal execution this year after a 17-year hiatus. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization says more COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. In a news briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Friday said hospitals and intensive care units are filling up or full across Europe and the United States. More than 57 million cases have been confirmed worldwide since the start of the global pandemic. More than 1.3 million people have died, and that's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. On Friday, with Europe surpassed 15 million confirmed infections, and India surpassed more than 9 million. Mexico reported 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, making it only the fourth country to reach that marker after the United States, Brazil, and India. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been, quote, completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier this week. He said Trump Jr. is following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark, according to Johns Hopkins Resource Center. The U.S. has more coronavirus cases than any other country. It also has the world's largest death toll, with more than a quarter of a million fatalities. In Ethiopia, forces in the state of Tigray fired rockets Friday into a neighboring state, heightening fears the internal conflict could spread to other parts of the country. The attack came a day after the federal government said its forces were closing in on the dissident region's capital. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, unleashed a military campaign in the Tigray region on November 4th with the declared aim of unseating its ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which he accuses of defying his government and seeking to destabilize it. Hundreds of people are reported to have been killed in the conflict. Tens of thousands of Ethiopians have fled fighting and airstrikes in Tigray, crossing to neighboring Sudan. And Asia-Pacific leaders set aside differences on Friday with their first joint communique in 3 years, calling for free and predictable trade to help a global economy laid low by the coronavirus pandemic. You can catch on that and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.